Welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's great to be back. I'm back and better than ever. No more bullshit, no more missing days. I'm back to being a daily podcast every single day. Not that I miss many days. I mean, I miss a day or two here. No big deal. Y'all know, motherfuckers. You guys know I've been going through some shit personally, but it's all good, baby. We fight through it. We get stronger. Gotta say, so I made the conscious decision to go ahead and be more personal, be more open about my life, including my history with addiction, something I still struggle with to this day. I figured, there's a lot of addicts out there, a lot of recovering addicts, a lot of people still in active addiction. I figured, since my number's been getting up, I figured just by sheer percentages and probabilities, there's got to be a couple of you guys out there who are in a similar situation, or have been, or are, whatever. I'm sure, I was pretty certain somebody out there, at least one of you guys, I thought definitely more than at least one, but I figured some of you guys would definitely be able to relate to that. So I decided to be more open about that. I want to add a little bit, you know, I like adding different things to this podcast to kind of try to separate this show from other sports betting podcasts. And I figured one of the ways, besides just telling stories, which is where I actually got this original idea, because I started talking about stories and where and how I met Artie Lang, which brought me to the rehab part, which brought me to why I was in rehab, etc., etc., etc. So I told a story or two about, you know, some that involved some of that, and then, you know, I just came out and said it the other day. And I've gotten multiple, it doesn't matter the exact number, many of you guys have reached out and said, you know, I've been there, I am, whatever, you know, and so that's good to hear from you guys. I'm glad, I mean, I know I'm not the only one out there. I know a ton of people are addicts, recovering addicts, whatever you want to call yourself, cool by me. So that makes me happy. And if you're not an addict or anything like that, I'm sure that you've been affected by it personally, whether it be a family member, a friend, etc., whatever. And even if you weren't directly affected by it, you were for sure know a friend of a friend or whatever, you know. So I'm happy that reached some of you guys. Somebody hit me up personally today. You know who you are. I don't like mentioning names. Guy said he has 20 years clean. So it's just, you know, listen, man, life's not all about sports betting, life's not all about addiction and stuff like that, but I figured maybe molding the two, along with some funny stories, maybe a little bit of comedy, and of course, number one, release nothing but winning picks. Been on absolute fucking fire since July 3rd, as you know. Haven't really had a losing day, really. Definitely no losing weeks. So yeah, if you've been tailing since July 3rd, since I made this a daily podcast and started taking it more seriously, you're up big. Yeah, a lot of people don't believe some of the percentages and numbers I throw out there. Feel free to go back and listen to every single episode, and you'll see that, no bullshit. Yeah, we hit about, since July 3rd, over 88% winners in the MLB, especially, which is pretty fucking great. 70-10 currently on the last 80 Locky Lock picks of the day. I realize, guys, I have not released a Locky Lock pick of the day in quite a while. There is reasons for that. There's a reason that these picks are 70-10. I just don't release anything willy-nilly. Even some of my favorite picks I won't release. So, it's all good, baby. I got one for you today. It's Sunday, October 13th, 2019. It's actually Saturday night, the 12th. I'm recording this intro now. Just wanted to get it out of the way. Wanted you guys to hear. Hopefully, the sound quality is improved here for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and re-listen to this before I release it. So if not, I'll make some adjustments and what have you. So yeah, what I'm going to do right now, we no longer have two podcast sponsors at the moment. We only have one, and that's Anchor. So what I'm going to do now is just basically run the ad real quick and come back and just get right into the show. This way we'll go uninterrupted for the remainder of the show. Guys, thanks as always for listening. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for the emails, DMs, texts, all that good stuff. I appreciate it. I will be back on Twitter. It says 1 day, 9 hours. So I'll be back soon, baby. All good. But yeah, so let's get right into it. Fuck it, right? I was going to give out my Twitter and shit. We'll do that all at the end. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. The more listeners, the better. Yeah, let's get right into it. I'll be right back with the picks and all that good stuff. Let's go. Lock it Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. Alrighty, let's just get right into these picks. Running super late today. It's already 12 o'clock Sunday. I recorded that intro last night. I meant to get this out way earlier than it is, but what are you gonna do? I do the best I can for you guys. Alright, let's get right into these picks. Loading up real quick. By the way, yesterday crushed it again. Alright, let's see here, boys. Oh, Carolina whooping on Tampa Bay. Not super surprising. Anyway, first game on the slate, you got Houston at Kansas City. Kansas City opened at -8.5 point favorites. They're currently all the way down to -3.5. What is going on? The other thing is Kansas City is getting 67% of the betting public's action. So why is this line going down so much, so crazily in the opposite direction? I can't not take KC here, guys. KC is the pick for sure. -3.5. Might want to buy that down to -3. Maybe even -2.5. Just to be safe. But I do like KC there for sure. At home, playing Houston. Small home favorites. I like it a lot. Especially with the line movement. I do have a Loggy Lock pick of the day for you guys. But I'm just going to go ahead and give them all out as regular picks for free. Seattle at Cleveland. Gotta go Seattle here. To pick them at this point, Cleveland opened at -2 home favorites. Seattle's getting 66% of the betting public's action. I'm walking up this hill. I don't know why I always choose to record the beginning of the podcast walking up this fucking hill. But I'm doing it. Yeah, Seattle is 100% the pick here at Cleveland. I don't care what anybody says. Seattle opened as +2. It's currently a pick'em. Seattle is -105. Cleveland is -115. So, yeah, take Seattle for sure. And fuck this hill, man. Don't overthink this, guys. If you look right now, I'm seeing on the money line, I'm seeing Seattle at even money +100. Obviously, I would take Seattle on the money line as opposed to Seattle as a pick'em at -105. So yeah, take Seattle there. Cincinnati at Baltimore. I don't really love this game at all. Baltimore is currently -10.5. They opened at -8.5. I like them much more as -8.5 favorites, not -10.5. Might buy this down to -9-ish. But that game I'd leave alone or take Baltimore. I see no reason to take Cincinnati there. Then, got New Orleans at Jacksonville. Jacksonville open at -1 favorites. They're currently -2.5 favorites. I like New Orleans here, boys. +2.5. Fuck it. Take it. Maybe even buy it to +3, +3.5. Why not? I like New Orleans there. Philly at Minnesota. Don't really have a pick for you here, guys. Sorry. Probably leaning Philly, though. Washington at Miami. Washington at Miami. I don't know. What the fuck? Who cares? One of them's got to win, right? One of them's got to win. Take the under in that game. I don't know. Fuck that game. San Francisco at LA Rams. San Francisco 4-0 on the season. What's going on? The Rams, Gurley's out today. Rams open at -5.5 favorites to -3 right now with Gurley out. I don't know. I don't have a play for you there. Atlanta at Arizona.
73% of the money is on Atlanta. That's pretty heavy money. I can see why. I don't have a pick for you there either, but I do like Atlanta. Then you got Dallas at the Jets. Gotta go Dallas here, right? Gotta go Dallas. -7 favorites. Maybe buy that down to -6.5. I like Dallas there. Then you got Tennessee at Denver. Another game I could care less about. Probably Tennessee, though. Pittsburgh at the Chargers. I like the Chargers here a lot. -5.5 Chargers. Take that and run. And then last game on the slate, I got the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. Packers open at -6. They're currently -3.5. Go ahead and buy that down to -3 and take the Packers. That's it, boys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I got right through it for you guys. I wanted to get a little more in-depth, but it being already about 12:15-ish, I want you to be able to listen to this and get some picks in. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll be back in about 11 hours, it's saying now. So I'll be back on Twitter. I'm looking forward to it. I fucking miss Twitter, to be honest with you. And if you need anything, email me. All that good stuff. Let me publish this, get this out to you guys. I love you guys. Thanks for listening, as always. And this week, I'll be back to being daily, every single day. Kind of, recuperating. Just trying to get... Listen, man. Life sucks. Life's not easy. The podcast makes me happy, but at the same time, I have to make time to do this podcast. It does take time. It takes time to record it, takes time to edit it, takes time to do it all. So, you know, I do what I can as best I can for you guys. So that's that. As always, guys, thanks for listening. Spread the word. If you don't mind, go ahead and tweet out that the podcast is out on Twitter. If you tag me, most of my followers will see it, so that helps a lot. Yesterday, it seemed like not many people knew that the podcast was even out. So if you can help me there, I'd appreciate it. If not, go fuck yourselves. Just kidding. Love you guys. Have a good day. Enjoy the games. I'm out. Peace.